All the candidates for governor are promising tax cuts this year, but some are being more specific than others. Ted Mondale was the first to lay out a comprehensive tax cut plan, along with details on how he'd pay for the cuts. He says any talk of tax cuts has to go hand in hand with a plan to make corresponding cuts in government spending. And he says Minnesota politicians have a bad habit of promising one without the other.
If you're a candidate and you don't have an answer of how you control government spending, if you don't have old programs that you can cut, the concept of a tax break for people is you're telling people that we can continue to spend more and therefore your taxes are going to go down. Nobody believes that anymore because it's not the truth.
Mondale has a ready list of spending cuts. First up are state employees. He says he'd instruct state agencies to stop replacing the employees that leave. He predicts attrition alone could save the state $230 million in payroll over 4 years. He says he could save hundreds of millions of dollars more by getting rid of overlap between agencies and slowing the growth of their budgets. He says those savings, along with a big cash infusion from the $6 billion tobacco settlement and continued budget surpluses, would free up enough money to cut taxes.
My first proposal is to reduce the half-cent sales tax, which will be $1 billion over 4 years tax cuts for residents of the state of Minnesota.
Mondale is referring to the half-cent increase the legislature allowed local governments to add to the state's 6% sales tax. He was in the Senate at the time, and he says he believes the legislature increased the tax on false pretenses.
In 1991, when that was put in place, and I voted against it, but when it was put in place, the promise was that new half-cent tax was going to go to reduce your property taxes. Well, it didn't go to reduce property taxes, so you got the sales tax increase and your property taxes is up, and that's why things like that are why people don't trust government anymore.
A cut in the income tax is not part of Mondale's plans, even though the legislature has made a tentative promise to start cutting income taxes next year if the economy stays strong. Mondale says sales taxes should be first on the chopping block because they're regressive, while income taxes, he says, are progressive.
I like the idea of people taxing based on income. I think that's a fair concept, and that people who have more should pay more and people who have less should pay less. You can't always measure it accurately, but I think the sales taxes just about everything most families use, and it's regressive. I mean, when someone who's making $15,000 a year goes to buy something that's taxed, they're paying the same as someone who's making $1 million a year.
Unlike most of his DFL brethren, Ted Mondale is not in a hurry to cut property tax rates either. He says the legislature was right to cut the rates on commercial property this year, but from now on he says he'd hold the line. He says the state should not promise lower rates for homeowners either, at least not until the legislature finds a better way to do it. Right now the legislature lowers local property taxes by sending more money to cities and school boards, a process Mondale believes is counterproductive.
I am not advocating any new property tax cuts until we get accountability in the system. Some of my opponents say, well, let's shift taxes. Let's put taxes on clothing, or let's put taxes here, and then we'll take the taxes off of the property tax rolls. Without accountability, in 2 to 3 years, that tax cut will get right back to where it was before, and all you did, it's a backdoor way to continue the spend and spend policies, and we can't have that anymore.
Like his opponents, Mondale is counting on a continuing strong economy. If the economy turns sour, and if the budget surpluses of the past few years stop rolling in, it could be hard for the state to give up even a half cent of the sales tax. Mondale says he could still do it by making an even deeper cut in government services. In Mondale's words, he'd just have to prioritize harder. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.